and welcome to the Money, Money, Money podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay and we talk personal finance every week. This time we have a very important topic at hand, health insurance. For me, I see this as the very first financial product that you need to buy even before you make your first investment in a fixed deposit or a mutual fund. Now today we are going to get a little more granular and specific. We'll talk about the options that you have in case there's a situation in your home, in your families with respect to cancer or diabetes, or if you have senior citizens in the house, maybe your parents, and you are trying to get an insurance cover for them. What are the options? How do you look at these specific cases? We find out with my guest on the show, Rahul Agarwal of 1to1policy.com.
Rahul, thanks so much for joining us on the show. These are extremely important, I think, subjects that we need to cover today, because much before anything else, I mean, and we've all seen this personally, a lot of us would have experienced this in the family. The moment there's a health emergency, it's not just an emotional drain, it's a financial drain as well. So first things first, we do hear of a plethora of these fancy products in the market, cancer care or, you know, some sort of a diabetes-related product. Should you look at this? At what stage do you start looking at it? Who needs these specific illness covers beyond the basic mediclaim?
Okay, so first I'll just correct you. These are not fancy covers. These are covers which were much needed in India. Mm. Unfortunately, the pace of growth in these covers have been slow. Mm. But now a lot of great products are coming in India. The health insurance industry is, of course, growing in leaps and bounds. Indians are understanding the importance of health insurance. Mm-hmm. Right? So, and these were long awaited, you know, because let's say talking about cancer or diabetic, they have become like epidemics now.
True.
Right? Yeah. And so almost, if you talk about diabetes, then more than 100 million people are affected by diabetes in India today. Mm. And it leads to a lot of complications and a lot of money is spent on healthcare. Mm. And cancer, again, everyone knows, every house has a cancer patient today.
Yeah.
Right? And the expenditure in cancer is again very high. Mm. Right? Mm. So now coming to who should take a cancer policy.
When do you take it and who takes? Who should take it? Yeah.
See, ideally, cancer policy, any person who has a family history of cancer must take it. Anyone, my father is a cancer patient, right? Okay. So my uncle is a cancer patient. So for me, it's very imperative to take, because, I could have high chances of getting it. So anyone having any kind of family history must take. Now, I'll also take, why should one take a cancer policy compared to only a base policy? Now, in a cancer, the expenditure could be very high. Mm. It could go up to 20, 30 lakh rupees, even more. Mm. Okay. Mm. Now, if you take a base policy, a normal health insurance policy of 20, 30 lakhs, it might cost you a bomb.
Okay. That is, if you're saying base policy, you mean to say a basic mediclaim followed by a top-up or a super top-up?
Yeah, a specific cancer policy, I would say, or a specific diabetes policy, right? So what normally people can take, for a young person like me, I don't have any other things that can happen to me. So I'll rather take a small base policy of 5 lakh rupees and take a cancer care separately.
Okay.
So which will reduce my cost. And because ultimately the probability of having cancer is still low, right? So I don't need to pay a bomb to cover cancer, and right at my age. Okay, so I might develop cancer 10, 15, 20 years down the line. I don't need to keep on paying for that long. So now they are specialized cancer covers at lower cost, which you can take it separately apart from the health insurance policy that you have.
Okay, fair enough. Now, further questions in this. When you apply for a cancer policy, if there is family history, obviously that's why you'll think of applying. Is that an impediment? Or when you declare that in the form, does the premium shoot up?
So fortunately, that does not affect your premium right now. Till the time you don't have any problem, it will not affect your policy. You will get the policy very easily.
Okay.
In fact, there's a company which is offering cancer policy to even people who are already suffering from cancer.
Okay.
But there are, of course, lots of terms and conditions.
So I was just going to come to this. So let's take it step at a time.
Yeah.
For those who fortunately have no current sort of occurrence or any kind of current diagnosis of cancer and are applying for one of these cancer policies, what are the typical premiums? What is the kind of sum assured that they're offering?
So sum insured is always in multiples of 5 lakh, 10 lakh, 20 lakh, 50 lakh. So ideally, if you're opting for a cancer policy, the minimum you should look at is 20 lakh rupees.
20 lakhs. Okay.
Right? And the cost would be around 10,000-15,000.
Okay.
Which is not very high.
Okay. Any specific health checks any specific things which might kind of debar you from getting that policy, or something that people should keep in mind?
No, nothing really, because cancer is not associated with the normal problems like hypertension or sugar or anything, right? So there's till the time you yourself don't have any cancer symptoms or anything, there's nothing that debars you from taking a policy.
Okay.
See, another factor which has to be taken into cancer is that when somebody gets this disease, normally it can happen multiple times over the period of, so
it's
every time
yeah.
there's a lot of expenditure. It's not a one time, let's say if I'm a heart patient, I go for a heart surgery, it might be once in 5 years or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But a cancer patient, he has to, go through a treatment continuously for many years.
Right.
You know, so the expenditure right. is very high if you look
sure.
at it that way.
Sure, sure. Okay.
So you know, the separate policy takes care of the cancer part and your base policy
right.
can take care of the other things as well.
Health
yes.
Issues. Okay, so now this is for people who've not yet been diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
If unfortunately there is a diagnosis and then you apply for a cancer policy, then what are the kind of conditions and the fine print that kicks in? How do premiums then shoot up? What
yes.
should one be prepared for?
So, for someone who already has a cancer, there's very limited availability.
Yeah.
I think there's only one product offered by Star Health,
mm-hmm.
but that only has a 5 lakh rupees cover, and there are a lot of terms and conditions, and that covers only up to the second stage, not beyond that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Once you have cancer,
really,
I don't think you have too much of option. It's
okay.
better you,
okay.
Plan in advance as well.
Fair enough. So, that's on cancer. Clear takeaways that you can spend about 15,000 rupees as annual premium. I mean, you can get covers which are as high as 20 lakhs. So, go out there. If there's any family history, please try and ensure that you get yourself adequately covered. Just before we move on to the next aspect of people who've unfortunately been diagnosed with cancer, some names, maybe product names that you can leave us with, good cancer covers that you sort of like.
So, as I said, Star Health already has a cancer cover for people who are already suffering.
Yeah.
So, at least that's some option which you have apart from that, Apollo, Bajaj. In fact, every company is coming out with a cancer cover now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all good. So, there's not, I would not say there's much to choose from because primarily, as I said, cancer is not something, you are covering it before you have the disease. After disease, there's no choice, right? So, you can just compare the premium and just choose whichever is the cheapest option.
And do these policies kick in immediately or is there that initial cool-off period that only after 2 years?
There's always a waiting period of 1 to 2 years because even if someone has a cancer, I can always hide it for 3 months or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally they have a minimum waiting period of 1 to 2 years depending
okay.
on the policy and it kicks in after that.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move to the next mega epidemic, as you rightly
yes.
called it, and that's diabetes. And I don't think
yes.
we realize the kind of complications that simple diabetes can create if it goes out of hand. Again, if there's a family history, I'm guessing that's the first instance that I need to start thinking of getting a diabetes cover because I have that in my family history. So again, premiums, costs, and if you simultaneously have any other health condition, can you be sort of rejected from being given the policy?
So now diabetes is a little more complicated because that depends on your lifestyle and most of us have a bad lifestyle and everyone is at a risk of diabetes today.
Yeah.
Because diabetes can happen from bad fooding, stress, anything. So even if you don't have a family history, so I don't
True.
Have any family history
True.
In my entire family. I have a very big family and no one has sugar, but I have got cholesterol, so I'm at a very high risk of diabetes right now. Okay. So now in diabetes, again, you don't need to take a separate policy.
Mm.
It's the same policy which covers because diabetes itself is not a disease. It's a condition.
Yeah.
Diabetes
yeah.
can lead to
a lot of other
diseases, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
needs to be covered in your health plans.
Right.
So normal health plans, everything covers diabetes. The problem is many people who does not have a health cover and who are suffering from diabetes, what about them? Right. Previously, most insurance companies would reject such cases. Now there are some companies which are covering diabetes as well. So even if you have a diabetes, right, they will cover you right from
okay.
day one.
So
this is the good part which
is
happening.
This is really
now.
Important because
yeah.
till now, if you had diabetes, you'd probably get rejected for the basic
yes.
Medi-Claim policy.
Yes.
So now such people can apply for a diabetes cover,
yes.
which
yes.
will cover, along with diabetes, the other complications that may arise out
yes.
of diabetes
so
as well.
So once you cover diabetes, that means anything resulting out of diabetes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Once again, how will the premiums vary and how do they compare with the regular Medi-Claim?
So, they're not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They would be 20-30% higher than regular Medi-Claim, which is totally justified.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're covering diabetes from day one, okay, so that makes sense. They're not, very expensive.
Is it day one or is there a waiting period
There it depends from company to company. So, let's say Apollo covers from day one.
Okay.
Okay. But a Religare has a 2 years waiting period. Mm. Even in that, your type 1 can be covered from day 1. Okay. Type 2 diabetes might have a waiting period of 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
So
okay.
There, different companies are coming. So Religare was one of the pioneers to start, but now Apollo has been a late entrant, but they have come with a very good product where they are covering from day 1.
Okay.
Right? So
okay.
Continuously new products are coming up in the market. So I would request the audience to, whenever they want to go for a diabetes, find out from your consultant or online which is the best product available as on that day.
And most of these policies can be sort of, you can get the settlement done in a cashless format if you're in hospital.
So
it's all cashless.
Yes, now it's all cashless for everything.
Okay. Before we take a break, just a quick summary, Rahul, of the things that one needs to keep in mind. What all should I ask the insurance broker or, the insurance company before buying either a cancer policy or a diabetes policy? My own checklist as a policy buyer that I need to keep in mind.
So first, of course, what type of cancer or what type of diabetes is covered, right? In what stages it discovers, is there any terms and conditions? Okay. So primarily the terms and conditions are important, right? Apart from that premium, you can always compare, take 2-3 products and check the premium. It's only the type of cancer which is covered, right? And at what stage? Normally some companies would not cover cancer below third stage, right? But even in first and second stage, there's a lot of expenditure involved. So just have to be sure that there are no terms and conditions, no restrictions on the cover. It should be a blanket cover that the moment I'm diagnosed with cancer, I should get my policy.
And these policies largely cover in-hospital expenses as an inpatient expenses, or do some of these products also cover, let's say the daycare
sort of needs cancer, that might be there. Chemo and radiation are also covered, which are
because largely
they're
daycare,
but they are covered. So cancer is primarily chemo, radiation and your surgery. So everything is covered in cancer.
Okay. Rahul, now we need to talk about senior citizens, because it's never easy if you haven't bought a policy by the time you're 35 or I think max 40, then the conditionality is only increased. And if you've developed hypertension by then, or if you're a little overweight, chances are that you get completely rejected. So even before I start talking about the 60 plus, what do you do in that age bracket? I mean, those who are 45 onwards and who are trying to get a health policy with some of these conditions, like maybe cholesterol, like hypertension, because it's very common in this age bracket.
Yes. So fortunately, as I said, a lot of products are available. The only problem is you might have to shell out more premium than normal. So if a normal base cover is, let's say, 100 rupees, you might be asked to pay 30%, 40% more. But again, a lot of people don't want to do that in India, again, because of lack of awareness. But at whatever cost, if you're getting a cover, you should just grab it.
Okay,
right? Because the more you wait, you might not even get that cover after a couple of years. Or if your condition gets worsened, you might totally be rejected.
So for this age bracket, I'm talking about, 40 to, let's say, 50, those who are trying to get a cover with some of these conditions, hypertension for sure, I think that's very, very common. What are the kind of premium ranges that you'll get for, let's say, a basic cover, a 5 lakh rupee basic Mediclaim?
So for a 5 lakh cover for a 45-year-old guy, assuming a wife and 2 kids, it should cost anywhere around 20,000 rupees, 25,000, which is, again, not very high.
Right. Okay.
So the costs have come down, drastically, with so many companies coming in, competition coming in. Mm-hmm. It's all going great for the consumer right now.
Okay. Of course, those who have been smart enough to take policies early on in their life, and premiums are so different. I mean, you can pay 5,000 to about 7,000 rupees and you get a nice 5 lakh rupee cover in your 30s. As and when you keep renewing with your policy provider, at some point in time, do tests kick in? Or at some point in time, will the premiums start really going higher? I'm trying to understand that when you renew your policy, do some of these conditions start kicking in as the years go on?
No, so you don't have to ever give a medical test again, right? Once, if you're renewing your policies on time,
right,
then anything happens to you, it is covered.
Okay.
The insurer cannot ask you for any further information or anything.
So my claims cannot be, for instance, if I'm with a certain policy provider and I've been paying my premium regularly, then even at age 40, I cannot be sort of, my claim
at
has to be honored.
Age, 100% has to be honored.
Okay.
The premium might increase, but that will not increase for you only. If the company increases the premium for everyone, then your premium will increase.
Okay.
So previously, some insurers, what they were doing was, the moment you had a claim, they would increase your premium drastically. But now IRDAI come out very heavily on that. So now they cannot just increase your premium because you have made a claim. Okay. Yes, but if they have increased the premium for everyone in your category, then the premium will increase, not specifically for you. Just because you have made a claim, they cannot increase the premium.
And since we're talking about premiums, over the last several years, what is the kind of average increase that you've seen across the board? I'm talking about, you know, basic Mediclaim premiums.
So, few years back, the PSUs had increased the premiums around 40 to 50%, but that was long pending because, you know, these premiums have been there for the last 40, 50 years and never revised. And you know, the way the cost of healthcare has gone up, so which was totally justified.
Sure.
You know, I see another correction coming in. The premiums in India has to rise because the loss ratios are very high right now. And the cost of treatment is only increasing day by day.
Right.
And also, if you compare to Western countries, then the cost of Mediclaim in India is very, very cheap right now.
Go ahead and buy your policy today before the premium increase happens, as Rahul is pointing out. Okay, fair enough. Coming back to now, senior citizens, that's where we really started off. Not easy. I mean, not easy if you're plus 60 to convince anybody to give you a policy. And from what I understand, I mean, if you, even if you get a product, I think there'll be a long waiting period, a lot of conditions kick in. What options does a 60 plus person have?
So we get a lot of requests for 60 plus people because, you know, obviously 10, 20 years back, there was not so much of awareness. Right? So a lot of people now, they want to cover their parents. So there are not too much of options available for them. If they have some serious health issues, which are again normal, like your hypertension or sugar, and which is very common, then it's very difficult to get a cover. But if you're healthy or if your conditions are in control, then there are quite a few products which are available. Okay, for example, again, Star has a red carpet policy, Bajaj Insurance has a policy. The PSUs are much better in these regards. They provide very cheap covers for senior citizen. But the only problem is there the cover is only 1 or 2 lakh rupees, not beyond that. But at least you can get that cover
at a very cheap cost.
At a very, very cheap cost.
But you say this is only for a healthy senior citizen. So therefore, I mean, I'm
healthy
talking about
senior or someone with a condition which is in control, right? Which is not very serious right now.
So that means that a senior citizen with hypertension, with a little bit of sort of weight issues, etc., they also have a chance if they look at specifically the PSU policies.
Very much, yes.
Okay, so that's important. That's something to keep in mind. And as you said, covers might only be 2 lakhs. What's the kind of
average
premium?
So you can always
take
it from 2-3 companies, right? Let's say I can take a 2 lakh from National, maybe 2 lakh from New India. So I get 4-5 lakh rupees.
That's good. That's, that's a good
It'll be a little hassle in making a claim, but at least you get a policy at a very cheap rate.
Okay. Right. In what terms? When you say there might be a hassle, so you'll have to make it through multiple, multiple agencies.
Yeah, you have to claim in two companies. So that's not a huge problem, but still, I mean, compared to the kind of cost saving that you're doing, it makes sense to do that.
And what kind of premiums would some of these PSU companies charge for citizens?
So let's say if I go for a combined National and New India, I think you can get a cover of around 3-4 lakh at less than 20,000 rupees. For the same cover in any other standard, it might cost you 40,000-50,000 rupees.
That's not a bad deal at all.
Not
I mean, if you can cover your parents at these rates. Speaking of covering parents, you know, the family floaters that we take, I don't know how that works because, of course, spouse is covered, children are covered. But are there policies and are they worthwhile where a child can take a policy for himself and herself and cover the senior citizens?
Yes, there are policies where, you know, all of the entire family can be covered in one policy. But I would normally not suggest to do that.
Okay.
Right? Ideally, the senior citizen should be covered in some other policy. Because the way it is structured, when you're taking a group policy where your yourself, your kids, your parents are there, they always count the person with the highest age.
Okay.
Right? So the premium will be calculated as per your father and not you.
Oh, so the premium better, overall is going to be much, much higher for that group cover.
And second thing is, the probability of making a claim for your parents is higher. So moment there is a claim, again you lose out on the no claim bonus and other benefits and your premiums, you know, will increase.
Okay.
So it's better to keep your parents separately and your, it's a different risk, it's a different, there are two different risk classes.
That's right.
For their risk class? I'm being totally objective.
Absolutely, makes perfect sense. Absolutely, higher risks, so different sort of premiums. So might as well deal with that separately and look at the rest of the family independently.
All right, so there you have it. Now you are armed with some more details about the products that are available for issues like cancer, diabetes, and also ideas on how to go about getting insurance for your parents or other senior citizens in the family. Now let's move to another interesting topic, maternity insurance. Yes, you heard me right. There are policies in the market that can actually cover the cost of hospitalization, maternity, and all the delivery-related charges. The question is, what kind of policies are these? How much do you have to pay? And should you get one of them? Let's find out.
This is also quite an interesting subject, Rahul. Yes. I'm guessing these are policies that cover all aspects, whether you know there's a surgery involved or you know hospitalization.
Yes.
Tell us more about these products.
So now even you understand maternity costs are also pretty high. Mm. In a city, it can range anywhere between 50,000 to 5 lakh also, right? And it's not an uncertainty. If you're married, then eventually you're going to have a child, right? So yeah, it's better to cover that cost. Previously, there were not too many companies which were covering, or they were covering hardly 25, 30, 40,000, right? But yeah, now, you know, but the cost of treatment is of course much higher today, right? So you need a plan which can cover your entire maternity cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do these plans work? Can they be added on to your Mediclaim or these are separate standalone policies?
So they are normal health plans with a maternity cover.
Okay.
It's not, you cannot take a separate maternity policy.
Okay.
They're normal health insurance plans, but which also has a maternity cover.
Okay. Right? So therefore the premium would be higher than a plain vanilla base Mediclaim.
No. No.
No, they're not.
This is the same premium.
Okay.
It's the same premium.
So
it's
tell
just
us about
that
some of these products then you might as well get the maternity benefit if...
If you ask me, it's a no-brainer for anyone who's married and who's planning to have a kid. Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few products available. Apollo has a cover, Max Hoopa has a cover, okay? But the best cover is offered by SBI where it's unlimited after a 12 months or 9 months waiting period.
Okay.
Most of the other companies have a 2 to 4 years waiting period.
2 to 4 years waiting period.
Or they have a limit to the amount of cover which you can claim. Cigna has unlimited cover, but then they have a waiting period of around 3-4 years.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So SBI, you're saying, is the one where there is a significant
Or if you start
cover?
Early, Cigna is good. It's cheap.
Okay.
So it has a waiting period, but it has unlimited cover.
So how will the premiums vary? When I'm just trying to understand what the range would be for some of these policies, which also have an add-on maternity benefit.
So let's say SBI for a husband and wife, 10 lakh cover will cost you around 18 to 20,000 rupees.
18 to 20,000, that's 10 lakh cover. It's all in compulsory.
Everything. It's a normal Mediclaim, which covers your other
which also
diseases.
Covers, maternity benefit is also included in.
Yes.
And for the Cigna, as you mentioned?
So it's about the same. As I said, it's a normal cover.
Okay.
Right? It's a normal cover, just that now they have added maternity as a cover in that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Final thoughts then, coming down to health insurance, Rahul. What are the things that perhaps one needs to keep in mind? And, where do you actually kind of begin? Because the thing with health insurance is you can keep loading on.
Yes.
And there are critical illness covers as well.
Yes.
There is sort of disability cover. There are so many different covers. So how do you sort of create your list of the number of policies that you need on the health side?
See, I'll suggest to keep it very simple. Have a base plan of 5 or 10 lakh rupees depending on your affordability and take a top-up. That's the bare minimum whether you go for a diabetes, cancer, maternity. This is the bare minimum you need to have. And then depending on your family history or your condition, then you can look for a policy with a maternity cover or a cancer cover or, something for your parents. But having a base policy with top-up is a must. And of course, if your parents are not covered, now you need not be disheartened. There are options available for your parents. So you can get your parents also covered ASAP before it keeps on getting more late.
Are there any hidden fine print points that we need to keep in mind? Any restrictions that usually you find out a little later? Or any cases where, the claims might not be fully honored? Also, I wanted to ask you, in most of these policies that we've discussed, what are the copay clauses like, where you also have to fork up a certain amount of money?
So I was just about to come to that when you said what are the terms. So copay is, one term which some companies ask for. So copay is basically when, you have to shell out a certain portion from your own pocket.
Yeah.
So let's say Star Insurance has a copay of 20%, whereas a National does not have any copay.
Okay.
So that's one thing you can check, and that depends from differentiates from policy to policy.
Okay.
Apart from that, you have to just, another important thing is the number of waiting period. Right.
Sure.
Some companies offer a 1 year waiting period, some companies offer a 4 year waiting period.
Sure.
So the lower the waiting period, the better it is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that kind of sums it up. So first of all, you'll ask about the premium. Do ask about the waiting period. When does the policy really kick in? If it kicks in 5 years later, then obviously you're not really covered for the immediate future. And then copay, which is the amount that you will also have to fork in out of the total bill that you run up at the hospital. So these are some of the things to keep in mind. I think it's a little complicated,
but
definitely
worth getting in. such a short time, but yes.
Yes, no, but I think it's a starting point. Yes. It's something that will keep people thinking, keep our viewers kind of hooked on. So make sure you get down to these granular details, ask the right questions, and then sign on the dotted line. Thank you, Rahul, very much for joining in and enlightening us on these important aspects of health insurance.
Well, those are lots of details, and we hope you can utilize some of them and go about, ask the right questions, and make sure you have all the important health insurance policies that are required by you and your family. Remember, health comes first. Well, that's it on this week's podcast of Money, Money, Money. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay, and we'll see you again next week. Remember, you can catch the show on YouTube, and you can also join us live when we go on air Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on CNBC TV 18.